dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Now wait word on Larry Fitzgerald, the great wide receiver, getting an MRI in his right knee, sprained during last night's contest. Retired National Football League coach Mike Holmgren spent Monday and last night meeting with officials of the Cleveland Browns. He is being sought to help them in their remodeling project.
It's the sale from Saturn with $4,000 total cash back on new vehicles or choose 0% financing for qualified buyers. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by January 4th.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. More good news for Vizio. Did you know they have twice the market share as Sony in the United States? Did you know their true LED technology you can get at Costco's Wholesale, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale locations near you today? Don't compromise. Go with number one. Go with Vizio. Incredible quality. Their new XVT LCD television delivers the absolute best in picture quality. According to technology editors, their new lines of LCD HD TVs, the most comprehensive on the market. Go with number one. Go with Vizio.
Lobster tails, fresh lobster tails, lobsters all the way. Oh, what fun they are to eat when they're piled three high on your plate. Hey!
Come on into Alvac Steakhouse and try our freshly grilled lobster tails and our juicy 6-ounce signature sirloin, plus one of our famous freshly made sides, all for just $14.95. And purchase $100 in gift cards and receive a $20 bonus card free. Happy holidays from Alvac Steakhouse. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. I think you're really going to enjoy today's show. A lot of football talk. We're going to start talking about the Holiday Bowl, breaking it down from the Wildcat point of view. Ryan Finley from the Arizona Daily Star, Derek, is that correct? Daily Star?
Let me check here. We better get that right here. Yes, that is correct. The Arizona Daily Star.
He is set to join us here in about 10 minutes after the hour. Also, at the bottom of the hour, Charles Davis set to join us, my brother of a different mother, from the NFL Network. You see Charles, he's all over the place on the NFL Network. And then when the Bull Championship Series was announced, you saw him sitting next to Jimmy Johnson when they announced it all. So, you know what? Pro football talk, college football talk. He calls me back yesterday afternoon and says, yeah, he'd love to do the interview. And then 15 minutes later, I feel kind of like, I'm sure he may be tired of talking football. That's what he does basically his whole life.
Sitting next to Jimmy, he's sitting next to Jimmy, and then he gets to talk with you. So obviously a big step up in talent when he comes on this show.
There you go, yeah. Knowledge base.
Yeah.
Knowledge base.
There you go.
Yeah, 1-888-455-3776. If you've got a question for Ryan Finley, if you've got a question for Charles Davis, you can pass that along to us by calling 1-888-455-3776. Or shooting it to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, Monday Night Football. Well, actually, before we get to Monday Night Football, 7 turnovers, Arizona. Seriously. How do you get rid of Roy Halladay? And they said, and Cliff Lee's traded. I'm thinking, well, at least they got Cliff Lee. Okay, fair trade. You got a single A catcher, a double A pitcher, and a double A outfielder. Hello, Royals. Did Dayton Moore get on the horn? Talk about just having the old hammer dropped right in the scrotum. What the hell is that? You got a single A catcher. You know how many catchers there are in single A that actually make it to the major leagues? Not many.
Crash Davis.
Crash Davis. There you go.
I was in the show. 21 great days.
Oh, I just had to get... Oh, another thing that's been bugging me lately.
Oh, no.
Sorry, pet peeve time.
I thought that's what I gave you the first 2 minutes for, but no.
Pet peeve. You know, restaurants, I know the economy's not that great.
I know.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Date night last night?
No. I'm going to tell you it's right now. But you're looking for things for your employees to do, apparently, while they're at work. Why is filling up the pepper shaker to get every stinking last freckle of pepper in the damn thing? Why is that your goal every night before you close? There's got to, you know what? You know, you won't use the pepper shaker in about 3 weeks, but every night, let's load them things up. So they got some contraption that they drop that deal on there, and then I like a little pepper. So when it doesn't come out fast enough, well, I take the top off, which is no big deal normally. Well, when you fill it up an inch and a half over, you know, you drop a third of the bottle on whatever you've got. There's got to be something better out there for these.
We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah!
It just doesn't make sense to me, people. I didn't go to Applebee's or Ruby Tuesday's School of Marketing and go through the management. I didn't go through it at Carlos. So I'm pick any restaurant. It doesn't matter. Every night, before you go home,
well, they have
Laura and Stephanie, that's their jobs. Before you get out of here, that's Steffi and Laura, you got to just jam as much. It's like they got a tamper out there. They're tamping the old pepper down in there. Let's see how much we can jam in this damn thing. What is that?
That's what the elves do in the off season. At night, they go and they jump up and down on the pepper shaker just to see how much they can get in there.
Did you get a meal ruined because you dumped too much pepper on there?
Well, if you pull the top off, I'm not kidding you. Some of it, the pepper's so tight there, it won't even come out. It's expanded.
I've heard a lot of things referred to as tight. Pepper's not one of them. Well, wait a minute. That one club in Vegas. But anyway, yeah, pepper was tight. But, you know, I've seen the look on Daddy's face.
Well, it's like, are you kidding me? Why is that one of these goals that these restaurants have to have? Before you go home, Jen, you and Molly, make sure the pepper's loaded up. Then I want them full tonight.
888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Dent Popper inbox. Hey, why not do a little Christmas gift for someone in your family? Get their vehicle fixed up. Get the dents out. Maybe how about some armor lining for the truck? They'll get you all set up. Free estimate at the Dent Popper in Kearney. You okay? Everything okay?
Right. I don't know why I thought of that this morning, but a couple nights ago, I had a bad experience.
Just driving around, bam, pepper!
A lot of gerbil goes backwards on the wheel, pepper.
Look, I had my salad, I had my soup, I had my cheese stick appetizer, my balls of cheese. Oh, look, I got a little steak, I'm going to put some pepper on. This pepper, it won't come out. Here, let me unscrew the top. Damn it!
You know, your buddies with the Parmesan, it's like your buddies with the old Parmesan cheese in high school. Man, that's hilarious. That's a good one. Yeah, you dump the whole deal on the piece of pizza, and then you look on their face like, oh gosh, my pizza's ruined. Well, it shouldn't be like that with pepper. All right, Parmesan cheese deal, that's funny.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. I love doing that with salt, signed Dave and Kearney. We're going to take a break. Ryan Finley from the, going to talk a little Arizona football from the Arizona Daily Star is going to join us when we come back.
Schroeder Smoked Foods is now in the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island across from Radio Shack. You can get the same great-tasting food like pulled pork, baby back ribs, pork loin, smoked beef and chicken, and homemade pies. With 6 flavors of brats and the best sauce on the planet, Grandma Foster's barbecue sauce, Schroeder Smoked Foods has made it easier for Central Nebraska to get a hold of the same awesome mouth-watering food for Husker tailgates or just for a meal at home. Stop by Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Conestoga Mall for your great-tasting food today.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance. there's a nip in the air and sounds of Christmas everywhere. It's time to remember, be thankful, and care. As you travel the roads, the skies, and the woods, we wish your holidays filled with all that is good. This Christmas, and always, we have many to thank. Happy holidays to you from Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC.
Yonda's Music and Pro Audio invites you to give a gift that lasts a lifetime. Music. Yonda's has a huge selection of pianos, keyboards, guitars, drums, and musical accessories for you to choose. At prices you won't believe. Guitar pedals starting at $14.95, keyboards starting at $120, guitars starting at $99, quality drum sets starting at $3.99. Gift cards available too. December through Christmas, extended shopping hours, open Sunday afternoons 1 to 5. Make it a musical Christmas this year. Come in and see us at Yonda's Music and Pro Audio on the Bricks, Downtown Kearney.
Playoff games, the playoffs on the way. Oh, what fun it is to watch the playoff games all day.
Hey!
Back to throw, steps, looks, fires, end zone, touchdown!
The NFL plays out the regular season over the next two holiday weekends. So get ready to witness the March to Miami site of Super Bowl 44.
Well, that's what we shoot for every year, to make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl.
It's the best coverage of the NFL.
Here on KICS Hastings, KXPN, Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures in the mid-teens. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low of 7 with southwest winds of 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 7 above.
We're back to Doug and Daddy's Show, Slim Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, I want to remind you, Dynagrow, oh yeah, corn hybrids, they're still available for this upcoming farm season. Now, they haven't sold out yet, people. We know they're popular, but they've still got some available. Remember how consistent 57V07 and 57V38 yielded on farms in 2008? Well, they did it all year again this year. Pipeline is loaded. There's no rebuilding with Dynagrow. 57V38, 57V40, and 57V07 continue to top yield trials again this fall. Call your local Dynagrow Seeds representative, 1-800-652-9298. Hey, they know what fits on your farming operation. Get a hold of them. They'll steer you in the right direction. 1-800-652-9298.
Oh, I think we're going to. What do you think? We whip up a little Christmas carol for Dynagrow?
Maybe a little jingle.
On the first day of Christmas, my Dynagrow rep gave to me some triple stack hybrid. No?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think so? Okay. Whatever you say. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. I think starting today, Nebraska really kind of gets everybody back. Sue will be at practice. It'll be a time to really start focusing on the Holiday Bowl. They got back, worked the kinks out with a couple of workouts over the weekend.
Yeah, and Ryan Finley plants Dynagrow, and he joins us from the Arizona Daily Star. Ryan, do you plant Dynagrow seed?
It is as high as an elephant's eyes. Is that what you guys said now? Something like that?
Oh, boy, here we go. It's the tractor joke.
You're talking to a California native who moved to Arizona. I'm not sure I could farm if my life depended on it. It's kind of sad.
I'm going to say the tractor jokes aren't far behind. Ryan, hey, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Where's Arizona at with their preparations for the Holiday Bowl? And I guess the one thing I always want to know is, how much do they want the Holiday Bowl? I think Nebraska's fairly fired up to go to the Holiday Bowl. How about Arizona?
You know, guys, I think bowl games generally come down to who's happiest to be there and who wants to win it the most. And I know that sounds kind of trite, but it was certainly the case in last year's bowl game that Arizona played in, the Las Vegas Bowl. They were playing a BYU team that had been there previous 4 years and wasn't that fired up about going. And Arizona came in, treated it like their Super Bowl, and won pretty easily. You know, I think when it comes to all this, Arizona knows it's pretty fortunate to be playing in the Holiday Bowl. You know, they're in a three-way tie for second place in the Pac-10 Conference. The Holiday Bowl chose them over Stanford and Oregon State. And Arizona, instead of, you know, being sent to some far-flung place like El Paso, Texas, on New Year's Eve, they get to go to San Diego the week of Christmas. And I think they're pretty excited about that. So, yeah, I think they're pretty fired up. I mean, this is the biggest football game they've played since the last time Arizona played Nebraska in the Holiday Bowl, and that's saying something.
Ryan, what's changed with this football team under Coach Mike Stoops, maybe between years 4 and 5 with him?
I think it's depth. They're not top to bottom. They're just kind of better, and that means that the players Mike Stoops recruited 3-4 years ago are finally coming into their own. There's not a real superstar on this team. You can look up and down their roster and not really find a guy who's an all-conference player. I mean, they didn't have a single first-team All-Pac-10 guy on their team this year. But they're deep. And so, when you've got maybe 16 or 17 guys on both sides of the ball who can start and be productive, that's a really good sign. And that's something they haven't had here in a very long time, probably since 1998 or 1999.
Ryan Finley joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Arizona Daily Star. Ryan, Nebraska fans just starting to familiarize themselves with Arizona. What's the one thing they need to know about this football team?
This football team will throw the ball on you. They're very similar, and I'm sure Nebraska fans have seen a lot of this in the Big 12. Arizona's a team that won't hesitate to throw the ball 40 times a game, 45 times a game, if it means they're moving the chains. And that's really been their MO this year is they haven't gotten into a lot of slugfests with teams. They're just kind of content to whip the ball around and score points and then, put it on their defense to prevail or to hold another team. I think that the one thing people need to know is that Arizona's going to throw the ball. I think another thing that they need to know is, Arizona's quarterback, Nick Foles, is pretty legit. He started off at Michigan State. He was a guy who grew up in Austin, Texas, and was pretty highly regarded coming out of high school. And he's really come from out of nowhere here take the reins of this offense, and he's sort of your typical Texas Tech-style quarterback. Maybe he doesn't wow you with his physical gifts, but he makes all the right decisions and makes all the good throws.
Ryan, when you, playmakers on the team, apart from the quarterback, Kreiner made the big catch, against USC that propelled them to that win, and then talk about that win over USC and how big it was for this program.
Oh, it was a landmark win, and in a way you look at it the way you look at a bowl game, That day, Arizona really wanted to be there, and USC was kind of playing out the string because its season was essentially lost. And so for Arizona to come in and beat even a down USC team, there's sort of a mental hurdle that they got over that day, that they can hang with the big powerhouse team in the conference and that they can do it, at the LA Coliseum, a place where Arizona hadn't won since the year 2000, and that they can do it on national television and that they could, punch a ticket to the Holiday Bowl by doing it. I think that was a giant hurdle that this team overcame, and really it's probably the most important regular season win they've had here in 10 years.
Ryan Finley of the Arizona Daily Star joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Wildcat football as they take on the Huskers in the Holiday Bowl December 30th. Parity is a word that's used when teams have a lot of 7-5, 8-4 records in the conference, and I know that's what we've got a little bit of in the Big 12. Ryan, is the bottom catching up to the top, or is USC and Oregon, Cal, pick the two, are they sliding back to the pack? How do you feel the strength of the Pac-10 is right now?
Oh, it's kind of a little bit of both, I think. USC's down this year, and it's only because they lost, pretty much every good player on both sides of the ball to the NFL a year ago, and, both coordinators and all sorts of other things. And so it was really a transitional year for them. That said, I do think that the rest of the Pac-10 is catching up. Stanford's a team that's proven it can be a top-half type team. Toby Gerhardt, obviously, is kind of a once-in-a-generation type player for them. So, they've obviously played well. Arizona's back up, in the top half of the conference again. I do think that there is sort of a USC effect, that USC sort of drives everybody to be better. And I think in Nebraska, you guys have probably had that done to you a bunch. When Nebraska was a powerhouse, every team in the Big 12 was sort of gunning for Nebraska, and that made them better. I think that's kind of the way it is in the Pac-10 now. Everybody knows they need to recruit with USC. They need to play USC once a year. They need to try to hang with USC on and off the field. I think that means everybody is trying, maybe even harder, to rise to the top. And it's made for a fun season. Not much was expected out of the Pac-10 this year. And the fact that it turned into not only a highly competitive year, but a thoroughly entertaining year with some superstar players. Gerhardt, Chakwiz, Rogers, those kind of guys. It just really made for an enjoyable season all the way around.
Ryan, I want to get back to playmakers because looking at stats, it looks like this is a balanced group. If somebody doesn't get it done, somebody else steps up to get it done, especially as far as the receivers go.
Sure, exactly. And, that's what this Texas Tech-style offense is going to do for you. When you're throwing the ball 40 times a game to 8 different guys, nobody's really going to stand out on paper. But Arizona has, just that, probably about a half dozen receivers who are very good, who catch the ball when it's thrown to them. There's not a whole lot of yards after the catch. There's not a whole lot of sort of post-catch playmaking ability. But they run crisp routes. They catch the ball when it's thrown their way. It's simple stuff, but it's stuff that they've really struggled to do the last couple of years. in this offense. And you can kind of see everything clicking. I think so much of that has to do with their quarterback, who's really, for the first time in a long time, Arizona has a quarterback who I think not only knows the offense, but makes all the right decisions.
How about defensively on this football team, Ryan? Let's talk a little bit about that. Who's the standouts? We all know about Sue from Nebraska, and I'm sure it doesn't take an Arizona fan long to figure out what's coming that way. Who stands out on the defensive side of the football?
Well, this is going to sound probably a little familiar. Arizona's best defensive player is their nose tackle. Earl Mitchell is his name. Big, strong kid from Texas. Played a little fullback before they switched him over to nose last year. He's really been sort of a strong guy, somebody who they've really built their defense around. He's very good inside. They have a defensive end by the name of Ricky Elmore, who leads the Pac-10 in sacks and who has had sort of a great year, come from really out of nowhere to do it, too. And when you look at Arizona, their best defensive backfield guy is a kid named Trevin Wade, who's just a sophomore, but probably the best ball hawk they've had here in a long time, and somebody who seems to find the ball. He's another one of those guys. He doesn't look like much, on the field or in practice, and then he gets out there and he'll pick a ball and have a couple PBUs, and I'll be danged if the guy doesn't stand 5'10", but he's a guy who makes plays, and he's a guy who's got a lot of good football left in him too.
Ryan, the closer we get to this game, the more stories you're going to see about the Stoops-Pelini connection and all the relationship they've had for such a long time. Has that already started to pick up steam there?
Yeah, it's something we've written about a lot. And it's something that the Stoops boys, I think, are both pretty, happy to talk about, especially Mark Stoops. I don't know how far out this has gotten, but Mark Stoops is going to leave this program at the end of the Holiday Bowl to go become the defensive coordinator at Florida State. And so, Mark Stoops, I think, sees it as kind of a chance to finish up his Arizona career against, some old friends. And Mike Stoops obviously has told all sorts of stories about coaching with Bo at Iowa and about growing up in Youngstown. And, that's obviously going to be a big storyline. Personally, I'm kind of happy that Arizona's not playing Oklahoma in a bowl game, because it looked like that was going to happen for a while, because then we're going to go into Stoops' brother overkill. And I'm pretty happy that we can focus a little bit more on football and a little bit less on who knows who from back in the day. So, it's a storyline for sure. It's something we've already, I don't want to say beat to death, but it's something that we've already covered at length, that's for sure.
Ryan, the boys in Vegas just up the street from you guys have Arizona a one-point favorite. It's close to an even game in their eyes. Your thoughts, I know we're still a couple of weeks out, but your thoughts on how this is going to play out?
I think it is. I think it's an intriguing matchup. On paper, when a team like Nebraska and a team like Arizona meet in a game, it's such a neutral site. I really do think it's kind of anybody's game, and bowl games, again, come down to, I think, who's happiest to be there, who's putting in the work, when everybody else is taking time off, 3 weeks out before the game, 2 weeks out before the game, and stuff. I don't know. To me, it is kind of a too close to call game yet. There's still, I think, some things that need to unfold in the next couple of weeks. Arizona's starting tailback hasn't played in 2 months. He's expected to play in this game. His name's Nick Grigsby. And if he were to play, and right now he's expected to, I think he's a game changer. I think if Sue comes out and has a great game, obviously he's a game changer. There's still so much to be decided, guys, that I don't know. I don't feel too terribly comfortable making a pick just yet, but I think it's going to be a 3-point game one way or the other.
How big is this Grigsby?
Tiny. Tiny. Every Arizona running back is small, and every Arizona wide receiver is big. It's kind of a strange deal. But, yeah, Grigsby's a 5'9", and a little slippery guy, and that's why he keeps getting hurt. It's because, he'll get knocked down, 4 or 5 times a game, and he separated his shoulder in week 4 and really hasn't been the same since. But he thinks he'll be good to go, and he's a competitive kid. So, if he can get out there, he really is a heck of a running back.
Oh, Ryan. We used to have a couple of defensive back brothers named Grigsby at Nebraska. And Daddy,
they were about 5'5".
Daddy just hates them. Just hated them. Now we're going to have to take a break so he can go take some medicine. Hey, Ryan, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and keep up the great work. Hopefully we can chat again sometime in the future.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Take care. From the Arizona Daily Star, Ryan Finley joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little Husker football and Arizona Wildcat football as we get ready for the Holiday Bowl. Oh, boy. See, he's just starting to simmer down about the whole pepper thing, and then he has to throw out Grigsby. By the way, we will be getting to your pepper emails here in just a moment as they are starting to fly in as well, Daddy.
Well, I appreciate those emails. Looking down here at the averages these receivers have per game, 37, 48, 33, 31, 32, 23, 18. Talk about spreading the ball around. That has to be a very, very difficult team to defend.
Well, you
we don't have much luck against Texas Tech, by the way.
Okay, I will counter your point with this point. Yeah, they're a little more balanced. Let's look again at their rushing attack. 574, 572, 319. Their quarterback, 2,420. His percentage, 66% through the air. We got a team that likes to throw the ball a lot with a variety of receivers. Only the difference here is I know you'd probably know where I'm going. They don't have the one standout. Rushing, not much there. It's balanced. Defense, pretty good. Do we just pull out the Texas game plan and kick their ass, or what do we do?
Well, looks like if you get some pressure on the quarterback, yeah, it could be a long night for them.
This looks like, statistically, except for having a Jordan Shipley, this looks statistically like a pretty similar football team. I think I like that.
Cool.
I think I like that. Again, and Ryan was picking up on my point as well. Who wants it the worst? Who wants it the worst? And when it comes down to bowls, I would think Nebraska is not in a situation to just take this one for granted. Nebraska is in that same situation, Daddy, back in the Callahan years that we talked about. You don't want to end the season on a two-game losing streak. You know, you end it with a little more hype, kind of like we did last year, like Nebraska did last year. Go in, win a nice bowl game over a Clemson team that was supposedly a little bit better, and go in with some momentum into the offseason. Well, yeah, you had five nice wins, but you lose that heartbreaker in the Big 12, even though it was a game you probably weren't supposed to win, like you weren't supposed to win. And now you go in and you play a team that you're 1 point even on the line with and could go either way, apparently. And Nebraska, I think, needs to win this football game because there's not going to be a whole lot to get fired up about next year in that non-conference schedule until Jake Locker officially, I guess, makes his decision that he's going to stay with Washington. I
believe he has done that this morning.
Yeah, he did that yesterday, saying that he was going to stay. And I guess that's sort of a good thing. It's definitely going to make them a lot tougher football team to beat at Washington next September 18th.
But you'll have that Heisman Trophy, I think, favorite, you could say, already built in there at Washington. So give you something to shoot for instead of worrying about South Dakota and all they bring to the table.
Well, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy had a couple of rants at the start of the show. One of them, if you missed it, too much pepper in the shakers at his favorite restaurants. So here we go. Let's start with Joe in Kearney who says, Daddy, we don't fill the pepper shakers every night, but when you come in, the host lets someone know that you have arrived, and then we send someone to overfill the shaker at the table. The host will be seating you at that table. When we're done, we tell the host the table is ready, and then we sit back and watch the magic happen. Then the next day when we open up, we turn the radio on to hear you ranting, which makes it even more funny. It never gets old. Sincerely, your local Ruby Tuesday crew. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. Kelly says, do they make individualized packets of pepper? I think we found Daddy's Christmas present that would save a little heartache from your pepper tamper in Cozad.
Hey! Appreciate that. That's an excellent idea.
Well, salt and pepper here in the house. There you go. Oh, they're just pushing that pepper down in the shaker for you, Daddy. It's a rough, rough life for the Daddy.
That's got a good feel to it this morning.
Oh, God, really? Did they just show that?
Oh, it's terrible. So bad.
Oh, sometimes just to see what's going on in the background. Oh, God, let's take a break. Coming up, Charles Davis from the NFL Network and from Fox with the BCS coverage to talk about some of the big national championship games and the BCS games, plus a little NFL as well. Charles Davis joins us after this.
It's Danica Patrick, IndyCar Series driver. Over the years, I've driven a lot of different cars, but two things never change. No one demands more from their car than me, and nothing protects under the hood better than PEEK.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze is formulated with an advanced organic technology to protect any engine of any make, any model, any time. If you can drive it, PEEK can protect it.
And when I drive it, it better perform.
PEEK Long Life Antifreeze in the blue bottle.
When you PEEK, you win.
Always maintain coolant system with specified vehicle owner's manual, including top offs.
Salon Paw's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paw's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paw's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paw's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sunshine develops across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures in the mid-teens. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies and a low of 7 with southwest winds of 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 10 above.
Good. Doug and Daddy Show.
You good? You all right?
Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It's a Tuesday edition. Let's see. It's the 15th. Are you kidding me? 10 days till Christmas? I love Christmas, but not even close. Not even close.
You're not ready to go?
Not even close. I will be after I shop Misco's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Pick up some great gifts and save a little money because all college and NFL hoodies are 25% off. Youth Nike and Adidas apparel, 50% off. Your sport in a beautiful stocking cap that you purchased at Misco Sports.
$1.50. It's the Houston Oilers version. Lovely this time of year.
Steve and the gang always have some bargains down there for you at Misco's. They also have letter jackets, tearaways for basketballs. And if you're out there working your basketball, wrestling officials, they've got the gear you need as well. Kearney High and Kearney Catholic apparel, also 20% off. So if you need something for the kids, that's the place to be. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Husker, Loper gear, it's all there for you at Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Open 7 days a week. Special holiday late shopping hours. They stay open a little extra time because they know you may have to get off work and hustle on in there. They appreciate your business at Misco Sports.
Doug, you brought up the Nebraska preseason or non-conference schedule for next year a couple times. September 4th, they open it up with Western Kentucky, then Idaho.
Western Kentucky, the worst team in Division I football this year.
Idaho, the Vandals.
When they were scheduled, not good, but they're going to a bowl. They're going to a bowl and had a pretty good year. And, of course, they had one of their offensive linemen who was up against Sioux for one of the awards Thursday night.
Yeah, much improved, though, I would say. And then at Washington, South Dakota State. That's the one that you got Western Kentucky, South Dakota State, and then your conference season. So,
and Idaho, by the way, getting to go to the Humanitarian Bowl in Boise. So there you go.
Well,
Idaho. Woohoo! We get to go to Idaho. Oh.
Your away games in conference? Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, A&M. So the schedule sets up pretty well if you can get the offense going just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit. Because I think the defense is going to be steady. I really like the defense. And you know, Sue, yeah, he's a big part of that. I think Crick And maybe not as dominant as Sue was this year. But Crick takes over a bigger role. But Steinkuhler's right there for him to mentor and bring along with him. And I think it could be very, very formidable and dominable.
Oh, no. And indomitable?
Indomitable.
Are we writing that one down? Are we writing that one down?
Is that another Daddy quote right there? Doug and Daddy shows Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Fire emails off to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get to more of Daddy's pepper concerns in just a moment. But we are pleased to once again be joined. You know, it's great to have some knowledge in your family. I'm going to tell you that, Tony. It's great to have some knowledge from the NFL Network, from Fox, from the BCS. That's right. He does it all. Charles Davis joins us again this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charles, how's it going? Happy holidays.
And happy holidays to you too, Doug. How you doing, cuz?
Well, I'm doing great, buddy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You should see what your cuz has been doing lately. He's running around in a Santa outfit. It's kind of embarrassing.
You know, I kind of like him in a Santa outfit, man. It's a man for all seasons, and he's got the proper mood going, and, you know, wait till you ought to see him at the family reunion.
It's very, very scary. What are you looking at right now, Charles? Are you looking at NFL stuff? Are you looking at college stuff? Where's your focus today?
I've got a split focus. I'm looking at both. I'm getting ready to do NFL stuff for NFL Network on our Total Access show today. That should be a lot of fun. I think Trent Green, the former Kansas City Chiefs and St. Louis Rams quarterback, will be in studio with us today, so he'll be dropping plenty of knowledge, and I'll try and soak all that in, and already starting to prepare for the Orange Bowl game that I'm going to do for Fox, the Georgia Tech-Iowa game, trying to accumulate information for that to try and get ready. So, you know, I'm always trying to keep up on what's going on in the college game in order to get ready, not just for the bowl season, but also, guess what? The NFL draft, which will be coming up in the not-too-distant future, and we cover it wall-to-wall, led by our number one draft analyst in the business. No disrespect to anyone else. I have nothing but respect for all the other draft analysts, but I think Mike Mayock at our place does the best job of them all.
Charles, who's the most knowledgeable as far as breaking football down when you're with those guys at the NFL Network?
Oh, man, it's hard to narrow it down because each of them has a particular, you know, way of looking at it. You know, Tony, you know how it is as a player, that you bring those eyes to the game. So when you analyze things, you analyze them through those eyes. You know, Marshall Faulk was one of the smartest running backs that ever played the game. He could break down a total offense for you. But he's seeing it through running back's eyes, and that's where it comes from. Of course, I'm working with Trent as a quarterback. You know, Warren Sapp's going to come to you, you know, as a defender. You know, defensive tackle is going to break things down. As he always says, under tackle. I'm an under tackle. You know, he's going to get after it that way. You know, Jamie Dukes is an offensive lineman. So he's talking about the pulls and the traps and the He likes those big power guys, what's he call them, power pigs, that he wants up front to move some people off to the side. So we could go on and on. You know, Dion, of course, was a corner and a kick returner and, you know, obviously fancied himself as a wide receiver, too, so he brings all those to it. We've got the playmaker, Michael Irvin, so you get that perspective. So it's a long-winded way of saying, Tony, I'll never answer that question because if I answer it and say it gets back to the guys, they're going to say, oh, we talk about I'm smarter than you are, and next thing you know, we'll be up on the boards, you know, throwing grease boards at each other and grease pens. So,
well, Mike and Dion,
I think all of them bring a whole lot to the table.
Mike and Dion are steady listeners to the Doug and Daddy Show, so that was a good political correct
answer. Well, you know, I'm learning as we go along. I figure, you know, with President Obama having to fight it out with health care and trying to do the politics that way, and getting awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, and he's like, what did I do? You know, I mean, you know, I love our president, but I know at that point he had to sit there and think to himself, this is just nothing but fodder for all the opposition, saying, you know, could you explain exactly what you did for peace? And, oh, by the way, you're going over to Oslo, and we just ramped up with 35,000 more troops. Is that peaceful? And so, you know, he's got to deal with that. And I hate when people play politics with stuff like that because I've got the feeling he was awarded that Nobel Prize for political reasons from the Nobel people as opposed to what he actually did. I mean, that's still coming. I think that'll prove in the days to come, and enough of my political statement for the day.
Charles Davis from the NFL Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Charles, does Dion or Michael, who helps people dress around there?
You know, I think everybody does their own thing because, look, let's be honest, man. There's no way I can wear what Dion wears. All right? You've got to have the personality and the self-assurance to be able to pop on the outfit that he has. Plus, I don't have the checks accumulated from my career and my endorsements to do it because, if I'm not mistaken, Dion is real big on wearing a suit one time. Ugh. I mean, I think he recycles them like 5 years down the road. Okay, it's time for me to wear it again. Me? It's like every other day. Okay? I mean, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, I wore that. You know something? If I just change the shirt and the tie, it looks like a brand new suit.
There you go. There
you know? So I go with that. I think most of the guys do their own thing. And it's funny because I was talking with one of our colleagues there, Paul Burmeister, who does a great job for hosting for us and doing a bunch of other things. Paul is a former Iowa quarterback. And so he knows all about playing in the Big Ten and power pig football, and he could actually fling it. We were talking about dressing last night, and we kind of agreed, and I hope it doesn't sound self-congratulatory, but all the guys take a lot of pride in what they put on to wear. You know, it's not one of those things where they go, just throw me that blue blazer with the big stain on it. Who cares? None of that. I mean, these guys are in there primping and processing, and as the nature boy Ric Flair, you say, styling and profiling before they go out on camera. So these guys take a lot of pride in their appearance.
Going out to the Ric Flair car, Charles.
Yeah, you know, when it is the nature boy, you know, you got to throw the nature boy in there every now and then, even though he got beat up by his daughter's boyfriend at one point after he finished his career. And we just can't have that. I saw that picture.
Woo!
You know, it was just sad to see. I was like, the nature boy? How did you not figure four to kid? Come on.
Charles Davis with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know this is going to be crazy, but let's talk a little football. Let's talk a little football.
Oh, we're talking football now? I thought we were going to talk about what my cousin's going to be delivering to the kids today in the standout.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's coming up.
Okay.
Charles, the NFL, we're starting to get it to trim down here to the playoffs. I think there's one spot open in the AFC and one spot open in the NFC. I think at Denver,
the moment, right? Those things always shifting and changing, though.
I think a couple of those wild card teams, like the Packers, are pretty solid where they're at. But boy, there are some bad football teams out there, and we've talked a little bit on the show. And even Oakland finding a way to win, or Washington, or Cleveland finding a way to win. Then you look at Tampa Bay and St. Louis. There are so many bad football teams out there. It doesn't look like it's going to be any better next year. Your thoughts on how these bottom dwellers can come up and at least, you know, have enough teams in the NFL so they're respectable to win four or five games, or at least be competitive on the field?
Well, that's the question we've all been trying to answer. I remember there was a big article about it recently where they called me and, you know, as one of the people, and said, well, what about this? You know, usually we have parity, and now we have the goods and the bads. And have any answer? And I was like, nope. That was pretty, and the guy's like, okay, thanks for your time. I mean, it's one of those deals where you're trying to understand it, because the one thing the NFL's been built on in the last 20 years has been what? Parity. And teams that were bad the year before have gotten good. Look, it's as recently as last year when the Atlanta Falcons went from looking like an utter disaster, okay, Vic going to jail, Petrino bailing on the team and going to Arkansas, D'Angelo Hall and guys screaming, yelling, and getting traded. You know, all of a sudden, they talk about total disarray. How do you rebuild the Falcons? Can they win three or four games this year? Mike Smith, brand new coach, they win 11 and go to the playoffs. No one saw that coming. Miami Dolphins, one win the year before. Hire Tony Sperano. What? Who? What? Tony who?
Yeah.
You know, how many times did you hear Tony Soprano? No, Tony Sperano. Yeah, Sperano. Who? What? They win 11 games. Go to the playoffs. How does that happen? This year, we get these teams that are bad again, and in normal years, you would say, okay, well, look what the Falcons did. Look what the Dolphins did. We've got many other examples along the way. But here's the problem you've got now. In Miami, you had an organization set in place. Bill Parcells took over, brought in Jeff Ireland. They hired Tony Sperano. They had a plan. They put it into place. They're tough-minded people. They got some breaks along the way, Brady not being able to play for New England. By the time New England got their legs under them, it was a little late, even though they won 11. They lost all the tiebreakers, didn't make the playoffs. You look over in Atlanta, Thomas Dimitroff comes from New England, all right? Gets his first chance to be the guy, makes some brilliant moves along the way. Mike Smith, defensive-minded coach, comes in, makes things a little bit tougher for these players. They get Michael Turner in the offseason. They run the football. The rookie quarterback, Ryan, plays well. They catch momentum, take off midseason, make the playoffs. Cleveland, do you have any confidence that they can do that with their present organization?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a problem. St. Louis, you're still looking, okay? They've made some moves with their organization. Billy Devaney's in there. Kevin Demoff's in there. I think that they are moving in the right direction, even though the record doesn't show it. The tough part's going to be finding a quarterback and keeping Steven Jackson healthy enough and happy enough to want to stay around there as they continue to build. Because I think they made some nice moves last year in the draft. Laurinaitis has played well at linebacker. You know, pick another bad team. Throw one at me, guys.
Tampa Bay.
They've got to figure it out. They went to a first-year general manager in Mark Dominic, a first-year head coach in Raheem Morris. They've changed course how many times already? Fired the offensive coordinator, Jeff Jagodinski, before the season began. Raheem Morris fires Jim Bates, the defensive coordinator, takes over as the play caller. I had him the first game that he took over. They played very well against Atlanta, did everything but win the game. Since then, they haven't played very well. And they're playing with a rookie quarterback, Josh Freeman, who has been alternately good and bad in his starts. This is the same guy who beats Green Bay 1 week, and a few weeks later, he throws five picks. So you're not sure what you're going to get, but isn't that normal with a rookie quarterback? But as an organization, they seem to still be feeling their way about who is going to be the dominant voice in the organization, a la a Bill Polian in Indianapolis. Who's going to, you know, is this head coach that we hired really the guy? And he has to get firm in his convictions about what he wants. I want to do this on offense, I want to do that on defense, and we're going to go in that direction. They've changed courses two or three times already in the season. Tony, as a player, you're going to be able to sit in the meeting room and look at the head coach and really think he's inspiring confidence when he comes in and goes, you remember that plan we just put in? Forget it. We're going this way now. You know, and I'm not trying to criticize Raheem Morris, but I think that's just a fact of life.
Charles Davis joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, NFL Network and Fox Sports. Let's look at the good side of things here, Charles. Who do you really, really like? I mean, obviously the Colts and Saints are undefeated.
Yep.
So if you want to go that route, fine. Is there somebody else that you really, really like the way they're playing right now?
You know, it's funny. It's always your last appearance and your last look, isn't it, that stays in your head? I remember a movie years ago. Andrew McCarthy was in it. I think Rob Lowe. It was called Class. Jacqueline Bisset played Rob Lowe's mother, and she ends up having an affair with Andrew McCarthy, and they were both these students. And he's holding this, like, $100 bill or $50 bill, and they're in the top of some elevator somewhere outdoors, and something happens, and it flies out of his hand, and it goes fading down into the night. And she looks at him, and she says, what do you really love? He said, well, I've grown really fond of that $50 bill. Well, my point of my story is, when I watch the Eagles Monday night, I've grown real fond of the Philadelphia Eagles, but that's the last look. And the other thing I have to take into account is, didn't the Giants score a lot of points against them? I mean, this was a back-and-forth game. I enjoyed watching it. I never got the sense the Giants could really stop Philadelphia when they put their mind to it. They've added Michael Vick truly to the offense now. Earlier this year, if you'd asked me, I would have said they're wasting plays with Michael Vick on the field. It's just a waste of time. You're not doing anything with it. Just keep pumping with Donovan. Now when he comes on the field, I get the sense that they're getting things done. And we've got empirical evidence of it in the last couple of ball games. So you add that to it. If they get their defense to where they can actually shut some people down on a consistent basis, because we've seen them some games just totally shut people down. Other games they struggle like they did against the Giants, and they've got to do something special teams because Hickson hurt them again in the special teams game. But I really like what they're doing outside of the usual suspects we're talking about, the two paths to perfection in New Orleans and Indianapolis. You have to love them. I like Minnesota, especially now that Antoine Winfield is back. You know, when you talk about true corners, you know, we always, how many years have we gone through? Well, he's a shutdown corner. What did that mean, Tony? It means he didn't tackle anyone. Right?
Dion.
All right, that's what we said. Oh, he's a shutdown corner. He's an elite shutdown corner. He didn't do it. Well, have you noticed in recent years the best corners we're talking about are complete corners? We're talking about Nnamdi Asamoah at Oakland. We're talking about Darrell Revis with the New York Jets. You know, these guys call Antoine Winfield. Winfield plays much more of a cover two set, while Revis and Asamoah will play much more of a man-to-man. Champ Bailey is still a true elite corner. He can cover and he can tackle. Those are the guys who are getting more mentioned now than guys who simply can play it one way because of the way defenses are trying to play.
Charles, real quick, because obviously we're running out of a little bit of time here.
I eat up all the time, my bad.
You're fine. You're fine. We love having you on. This is the college bowl season. Are you intrigued by one or two bowl games out there that stand out to you as saying these are great matchups for college football?
Well, I think the national championship game is the one that catches your eye, only for this reason. I think that if this game had been played a week after the season, Alabama's not only a decided favorite, but I think they really jump on Texas. You know, but when you throw 30-something days off, don't get fooled by your last look. Texas will play better in this game. Alabama better be very careful about drinking the Kool-Aid, how everyone's going to tell them that they're going to kill them. You know, the team coming with the most motivation and usually the underdog is the one you got to keep a real eye on in these types of games. I think it'll be a good football game. I don't think Texas will play as poorly as they did against Nebraska, but give Nebraska all the credit for making them play that poorly with with Sue going at McCoy and hitting him upside the head every other play. The other game that intrigues me has to be TCU and Boise State, and you'll never hear either school say it, but both of them are bitterly disappointed that they're playing each other. Both of them wanted to play BCS teams. Both of them wanted to have the opportunity to say, okay, let's match up and see how that goes so you and the public can finally see it, because the BCS Busters are 3-1. Utah's won twice. Boise State beat Oklahoma. The only loss was Georgia smacking around Hawaii. They wanted to play those teams. When matched up against each other, it's like a consolation prize, and the big boys get to avoid that because, let's face it, if Alabama or Texas lose to each other, no one really bats an eye. You lost to a traditional power. But you lose to TCU or Boise State, that lingers, and people yah-yah at you all year long. Witness Alabama this year where they had to deal with the fact that, didn't you guys lose to Utah in the Sugar Bowl? Didn't they whack you around pretty well? They're really glad not to see them again. And neither school, you'll not hear it from either one. You'll hear all the right things. Hey, we're glad to be here. This is wonderful. Ticked off. Unbelievably upset that they have to play each other. They feel like the big boys conspired and slapped them together to keep them away from everyone else. Trust me, they'll cash the check, but they're not real happy about having to do it this way. And I think, frankly, the country is kind of saying, you know, it would have been nice to see TCU play Florida. It would have been nice to see Boise State play Cincinnati, see how that would have matched up. But all that being said, I think it's a heck of a football game.
Charles Fast Willie chimes in and says, don't you think if the Steelers lose the Kansas City Chiefs, the Oakland Raiders, and the Cleveland Browns, they should get the number one draft pick?
You know, I think that quietly that they will petition for it and then say that they never did that, but they would happily accept it if someone awarded it to them. I mean, who would have thought in a year after winning a Super Bowl, if someone had told you that they would lose to those three teams, especially in the fashion that they lost a couple of those games, would you have believed it?
Painful.
Not at all.
Painful.
Not
painful.
I mean, Cleveland gets 8 sacks, and Sean Rodgers isn't even near the field. You know, you these are things that are just unfathomable. It's the old Arsenio Hall. Things that make you go,
Charles, you're the best. We enjoy having you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to doing it again soon. Enjoy the bowl season. Enjoy the last 3 weeks of the NFL. Enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy it all, but take a break come February, would you?
Yeah, you know something. As soon as the draft is over, come May, I'm going to exhale, and I'll see you at the family reunion, okay? Remember, you're responsible for bringing all the food this year.
There you go.
All right. You guys be good.
Take care, Charles. Charles Bye-bye. Davis from the NFL Network and Fox. You'll be seeing him all over the place here in the upcoming weeks. We need to take a break and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The holidays almost here. The last place you want to be? The post office. Nightmare. Traffic. Parking. It's packed. The lines are crazy. Avoid all that using stamps.com instead. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. Then just hand your mail to your postal carrier or drop it in the mailbox. Man, that is easy. I've used Stamps.com. Convenient is the word here. For a limited time, Stamps.com right now has a special offer for my listeners. A no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Go there right now. And before you do anything else, click on the radio mic, top of the homepage, type in Colin. That's stamps.com and enter Colin.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Fidelity Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunshine develops across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures in the mid-teens. Winds will also turn variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies at a low of 7 with southwest winds at 5 to 10. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 10 above.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we wind down a Tuesday edition of the Doug and Danny Show. And we do it with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Get yourself some good food. I mean, your holiday hams, your turkeys, your prime ribs. You got a $25 gift card going towards the purchase of that. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. If you can answer the following question, and let's see, I don't know, on the air, off the air, on the air? You want to do it on the air?
Sure.
Let's do it on the air. Daddy says...
Anybody listening today?
We got a potpourri of questions out there. Let's go to the phone lines. Daddy's been working hard over there. He's got a couple questions he wants to ask. I've got a couple questions. It's been Sue week, so why not talk about Ndamukong Suh? Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Al from Gibbon.
Al from Gibbon. Nice to talk to you, Al from Gibbon. Here it is. The Outland Trophy, one of the four awards that Ndamukong Suh won last week. He is the ninth Husker to win the Outland Trophy. But who was the last Outland Trophy winner for the Huskers before Suh?
Aaron Taylor.
There you go. Al from Gibbon jumping up and down because he's got a $25 gift card. I thought that was tougher than that, Tony.
I really...
Okay, smart Al.
I would have said Will Shields. Actually, I would have said Will Shields.
Here's another one. Now, when he won the Outland and the Lombardi, people thought, oh, wow, has anybody ever done that? Yeah, 12 people have won the Outland and the Lombardi in the same season, but only one player had done that since 1996. Do you know who that was?
Not a clue.
Also coached by Bo Pelini. Glenn Dorsey at LSU. Hey, hang on the line. $25 gift card coming your way. Thanks for calling the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll get you set up. Derek will take care of you. Well, okay. Well, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Now, since 19...
Maybe Al's just that damn smart. Maybe he's just smart.
Repeat your last question, then, with Glenn Dorsey being the answer.
Suh is the 12th player to capture the Outland and Lombardi in the same season. The only other player to do so since 1996 was Glenn Dorsey.
Okay, well, in 1997, I believe, no, you're right on that.
You think?
You are a sharp guy.
You think?
How could Aaron Taylor and Grant Wisdom split the trophies? That's a heck of a Husker. You know, when you got two guys like that on the same team. That's why we're national champions, by the way. Yep, people that are pretty damn good. Yeah, how you knew Aaron Taylor, I don't know that. Only been one Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. You know who that was?
Tommy Frazier.
It was Tommy Frazier. Only been one Davey Bryan Award either. You know who that was?
Eric Crouch. Anything else you want to fire
at? Well, if you're looking at my page.
I'm not looking at
your
page.
You
I'm
are.
Looking right in your eyes.
Whatever.
I'm looking at your eyes. You know what I've been doing the last half hour? Packing pepper.
Tamping.
Been tamping some pepper down. Tamp that pepper, people. Coming up on the show tomorrow, I've got no idea. Oh, yeah. Damon Day coming in tomorrow?
Damon Day is going to set to be joining us right here, right in the studio.
Talk about that one-game winning streak of the Browns.
They're all sorts of jacked up.
His new Notre Dame coach.
Calls me barking. I'm in the dog pound. I'm like, get it together, dude.
Want to thank Charles Davis of the NFL Network at Fox Sports for joining us on the show today, and also Ryan Finley of the Arizona Daily Star for talking a little Wildcat football.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Doug and Daddy Show, 23 hours from now, 1460, 1550.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Marath auger.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.